House Bill 1291, an act to provide for additional compensation for teachers providing teaching services using the Digital Dakota Network.
House Bill 1291, having had its second readings, up for final consideration and passage. Are there any remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Heineman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 1291 is really dealing perhaps with the final stage of technology. We've wired the schools, we've connected the schools, and for the last year or so we've talked about what technology can do, especially maybe for some of our smaller, more remote schools, in terms of sharing teachers. A couple months ago I was invited to Parker High School for a demonstration of the Dakota Digital Network, and they had three teachers who are now doing distance teaching giving demonstrations. One was a calculus teacher, one was a driver's ed teacher, and one was an art teacher. All three had mentioned that they had been teaching for many years, and this was really just kind of really a point where they were going to kind of step out and take a chance. All three remarked that they had serious doubts how effective it would be, but all three unanimously remarked this was perhaps the best experience they had had in teaching. They not only commented that it made them better teachers because they were so much more organized, but it said it made them more effective teachers. The calculus teacher mentioned, you know, when you start a classroom, often that first 5 minutes, you're taking roll, you're seeing if everybody's in their seats. She said, when you come on the Dakota Digital Network and all of a sudden at 10 o'clock your class comes online, you're starting because you've got kids in remote sites that are now ready to learn. We talked a lot last year about this. Whenever we were speaking of technology, we said, you know, I'm sure somewhere there's a great calculus teacher that would be good for other kids across the state. I got to see that great calculus teacher, and she is. And I also got to see a great art teacher and a great driver's ed teacher. These people have really stepped up, and it's what it's really hoping is that we see a great many more teachers that are willing to take this opportunity and to really spread their knowledge across the state. Sometimes we often think it's just the big schools that are going to help the small schools. I talked to a superintendent this summer who was telling me he has a great genetics expert that teaches biology in his small school. And I thought, what an opportunity for probably any school across the state to have a genetics expert teaching biology. This bill simply says that the school districts shall recognize this extra teaching ability and effort and reward that. Most school districts are already doing that. I mean, this is probably not something we're putting any new ground in, but it's basically a policy issue that says these are some exceptional teachers, and we know we've got many of them in the state, and we want to encourage more and more of them to offer their expertise across the state. I urge your support of House Bill 1291.
Further remarks. Representative Koester.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, I rise in opposition to House Bill 1291. It's a good concept. I'm meeting with six school boards tonight on long distance learning along with Representative Hoback. We understand the technology, etc. But what we have here, the good concept, it's the wrong vehicle. We're talking, it's probably, if it's a policy statement, should be in the form of a resolution, not in the form of a bill. You look at the bill itself, it lacks detail. There are no appropriations. The logistics to implement, they're not there. It calls for mandating. I was going to have an amendment, but I gave up on that idea because I think it can go down without. Additional compensation. I was going to say with an additional compensation, what about the classroom teacher that has more than 28 students? Do they get more prep time, etc.? What about the additional class load that the teacher that teach in physics, chemistry, trade, and your advanced classes? Are we going to get involved? The state's going to contract with individual teachers, individual school districts. That would be the wrong road to go. I would suggest that the state would be wiser involving with the funding mechanism and not this. Here again, we're looking at a bill. If this is a bill, if it goes through like this, this does nothing for the process. It's an open-ended bill. It's a mandate. I ask you to vote no. Thank you.
Further remarks.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Bradford.
As a school teacher,
You may think I would rise in favor of this bill, but I rise against this bill. For the simple fact is, I wonder what the future effect could be with a bill like this in the demand for payment. Say I, as a volunteer teacher in my system, we have four different schools, and I volunteer to teach a class over this Dakota network. Down the road, I volunteered, but down the road, I could refer back to this bill and demand payment. And I may not even want it, but it could cause trouble. And also, will this exempt from future contracts of teachers because they don't need to have it in their contract? The state says you shall pay them. So I think there's a good thing here, but let's get the right avenue of getting what done what we want.
Further remarks. Representative Broderick.
Thank you. You know, I am not opposed to school teachers getting recognized for their accomplishments. Last year, we had a bill that said that school teachers would get a $10,000 bonus if they were nationally certified. That would be paid over a 10-year period, $5,000 by the state and $5,000 by the school district that they were employed by. Was it 5 years that it would be paid over? I wasn't against national certification of teachers. I think that's a wonderful thing. But we were mandating to the school districts that they come up with $5,000 for every teacher, if any, that would care to get national certification. House Bill 1291 says that the school district shall compensate those teachers. This legislature passed a bill that has a limitation on state-mandated services. And I think we're just turning a blind eye to this. It says in its statute 6-15-1, limited effect of state mandates to provide new activities or services. No state law, rule, or regulation which mandates any county, municipality, or school district to engage in any new activity, to provide any new service, to increase any current level of activity, or to provide any service beyond that required by existing law, has the force of law unless or until the state provides sufficient new funding or a means of new funding to the county, municipality, or school district to pay the cost of performing the mandated activity. If we pass this law as the effect of passing the $10,000 bonus law last year, we are in violation of a state law that this legislature passed. I think it's wrong to do so, and I would encourage you to defeat House Bill 1291. Thank you.
Representative Napoli.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, members of the body, I guess it's that old story about here we go again. But, you know, I really like this bill. The problem I see with it is that the funding's not there. But the intent of this bill is absolutely great, and that's the direction that I wanted this legislative body to go this year. I guess what I'd like to do is I'd like to see this bill get out of here so that when it gets to the Senate side, because the bottom line to this bill is if there's no funding, the bill means nothing. Representative Broderick read the statute. I laid that statute on your desk last week. This bill means absolutely nothing if we pass it out of here without the money. But I'm hoping that if we pass it out of here, somebody in the Senate or a conference committee or whatever is going to come up with the money to institute this to fund it. Because this is what I want to do. This is what we need to do. We need to put the money into teachers' salaries because it's obvious that the schools are not going to do so on their own. After we talked to several of the county, the school administrators and the business managers and several school board members, Their idea of teacher salaries is a long ways down the horizon, and it's not for Bill Napoli. My intent, for me only, is that that should be our number one purpose, is the raising of teacher salaries. And this would be one way we could do it. But killing the bill is not going to do that. I mean, it's just not going to get us headed in the right direction that we need to go. And this bill won't mean anything the way it is unless we put some funding with it by passing it out of here and sending it to the Senate and saying, look, this bill doesn't mean anything unless you put some money with it. Then maybe somebody over there will get on the ball and come up with some cash for this bill. This is a good bill, and it has a good message. And it says if you're going to do long-distance digital training, teaching, then you got to pay the teacher for it. And I think it's a good bill. I think it's a good message. The only problem is there's no money for it, and somebody's got to come up with some money somewhere. So maybe if you don't feel like passing the bill now, let's defer it and come up with some funding for it, or else let's just send it out of here and see if we can come up with some funding over on the other side. But I'm just asking you not to kill the bill in its present form until we can make something happen that will make this work, because this is the attempt of what this body should do right here with House Bill 1291.
Further remarks. Representative, is there any member wish to speak before Representative Hyman speaks a second time? Representative Schmidt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the body. I'm not sure that I have a lot of new things to add, but since I've been here over the last 5 years, we've put a lot of money into the technology system by wiring the schools. We've spent a lot of money sending the teachers to TTL, training teacher labs. We have focused the spotlight on technology to make education better for the children and our kids in South Dakota. As Representative Broderick said, we passed the National Teacher Certification Bill last year, which pays $10,000 bonus over a five-year period. I think this is just in conjunction with all of the innovations and the things that we're trying to do to provide incentives to teachers to make them better. I think this falls in line. Maybe contrary to what Representative Napoli said, it's true there's no funding source for this bill, but in a sense there is if you start looking at declining enrollments and the increase of savings over the 176 school districts that we have in South Dakota. Just perhaps there's some money in some of these local school districts where if a teacher is innovative and uses the DDN to teach not only in his or her school but into other district schools perhaps, that there could be money found to pay for this. So I think this House Bill 1291 is a great bill. I think it's in fitting with what we've been trying to do as a body here, and I think we should give it our wholehearted support. Thank you.
Further remarks. Representative Tuple.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the body. I'm going to go ahead and vote for this bill, even though it's awfully vague, simply on the premise of what Representative Napoli stated, that maybe we can improve this on the Senate side. I'm reluctant to do that. One of the things that's not addressed in this bill that I think does need to be addressed is how much does it cost for the recipient school districts to receive these courses? Is there a charge for that? And if so, how is that charge set, and where does the charge go? Does the school district that is sending out the course on the digital network receive that money? If they receive that money, then obviously they've got a funding source from the other districts that are receiving the course. And obviously that teacher should be paid for that. And if the teacher knew that they were receiving, the school district were receiving money for that course, I can't imagine any teacher that would agree to teach a course without additional monies. I'm concerned that we're having an unfunded mandate here on these school districts. It doesn't describe how much money is going to be there, and I think that if the state's going to mandate that, we should. But I also think that somehow or another we have to grapple with this issue of, do any of these school districts just receive this information, this teaching, for free, or do they have to pay for that? And how is that handled, and who does that money go to?
Further remarks. Representative Clark.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. You know, this does have a lot of good things going for it, but it's so broad. This is such a broad bill. It would be better addressed by a resolution. And for us to go ahead and pass this with the idea that the Senate might save us from ourselves, I think is a big mistake. If the Senate doesn't have any backbone, we're going to have this on the books as really an unfunded mandate and one that is so cloudy that it will be difficult to interpret. I'd say we should go by what the doctors do, and that's first do no harm. And let's wait and come up with something more concrete and more specific rather than pass this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks? Does any member wish to speak before Representative Heineman speaks? Representative Heineman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Last year we talked, and we continue to talk about teacher standards, performance standards, and I think basically that's all we're doing with this bill. We're saying, teachers, we would love to have you investigate this possibility. This distance teaching offers great possibilities for the state of South Dakota and really great possibilities for you teachers in your profession and for the kids. This is really a policy statement of this legislature that says, this is something we find very important. We would love to have you do this, and we think you should be compensated for doing it. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House is final passage of House Bill 1291. Those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The members shall proceed to vote.
All members present have voted.
Clerk may display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 37, nays 32, excused 1.
House Bill 1291, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.